the new Channel 1031 and KBCO. It's our pleasure to welcome Sting to Studio C. Thank you for coming in today.
Nice to be here.
We just heard a song called Desert Rose. It's found on the brand new album, Brand New Day. And it's kind of a brand new thing for you. You got a new band with you in tow this time.
Almost the brand new band, apart from Dominic Miller, who's been with me for 10 years now. But I have Manu Katché on drums, and Chris Botti on trumpet, Jason Rebello on keyboards, and a man called Kipper, also on keyboards, who was my co-producer on the record.
And you just started a four-night stand at the Universal Amphitheater here in Los Angeles last night with your new band. How long have you been playing together?
Well, we've been playing together for about a couple of months. And we did a warm-up in Vegas. We did three nights in Vegas, then a couple of nights in San Francisco and Santa Barbara, San Diego. So now we're ready for L.A.
And it's feeling good?
Yeah, it feels great. You know, people say that the L.A. audience is really tough, but last night I found them very warm, very accommodating, very understanding and sweet.
It was a fun crowd last night. In fact, you told a story about your experience in Las Vegas. You had your first earthquake.
Yeah, I've been coming here for 20 years, but I've never been in an earthquake. I've always managed to slip in between them. And I found it very humbling and exciting at the same time. I mean, no one was killed in this earthquake, and no one got really seriously hurt, so it was a good one to be in. But I kind of enjoyed it. I mean, in a very perverse way.
You were in Vegas and on a very high floor in a hotel?
I was on the 38th floor, and it was going. It really was going. But I didn't think earthquake immediately. I thought it was a vibrating bed. You know those things in the 7-day inn?
put a quarter in the slot?
Yeah, put a quarter in and it vibrates. And then it started to get heavy. I thought maybe it's a poltergeist or something, or somebody having a great time upstairs. But earthquake was my last thought.
Might there be a song about an earthquake coming anytime in the future now?
Oh, I don't think so.
Okay. The new album is called Brand New Day, and that is also the name of the first single. You've got guitar in hand. Do you want to do it for us?
Well, I mean, this is pretty early in the morning for me, and I don't sing usually before 5 in the afternoon. So what time are we now?
Well, we are taping this at 11:20, but people will hear it at 3 this afternoon.
3 this afternoon, so I'll put my 3 o'clock voice on, and we'll see what happens.
Okay, Sting is with us in Studio C at Channel 103.1 in Los Angeles and KBCO in Denver.
Been hurt in some kind of love affair, and how many times do you swear that you'd never love again? How many lonely sleepless nights, how many lies, how many fights, and why would you want to put yourself through all of that again? Love is pain, I hear you say. Love is a cruel and bitter way of paying you back for all the faith you ever had in your brain. Could it be what you need the most can leave you feeling just like a ghost? You never want to feel so sad and lost again. One day you could be looking through an old book in rainy weather, see a picture of her smiling at you when you were still together. You could be walking down the street on the shit you chance to meet, but that same old smile you've been thinking of all day. Why don't we turn the clock to zero, honey? I'll sell the stock, we'll spend the money, we're starting up a brand new day. Turn the clock on the way back, I'm begging her to take me back, I'm thinking in a brand new way. Turn the clock to zero, boss, the river's wide, we'll swim across, we're starting up a brand new day. Turn the clock to zero, buddy, don't wanna be no fuddy-duddy. We're starting up a brand new day.
Starts out really kind of sad and picks up and turns into kind of a happy song.
Yeah, it does. I think it's very hard to write a happy, completely happy love song. You end up sounding glib or smug, you know, hey, I'm in love and everybody else can go to hell. Whereas to begin in a negative way, so the guy's saying, yeah, I'm never going to fall in love again because I've been through it and it's pain and agony. And then for it to turn into something, it interests me. I think it happens, you know, just a glance, the way somebody looks at you.
And happens when you're not expecting it to happen.
Absolutely.
All right. I got to speak with you once before, and it was at a particularly good time, I think, in your life, and we talked about happiness and how that comes about. And you seem even better now. Things are good for you?
Well, my intention is to get older and to get happier and to get better at what I do. And I'm not just talking about music. I'm talking about as a person, I suppose. I don't know whether that's working or not, but that's certainly my intention.
Oh, that's what emanates. Musically, when you first started with the Police, you drew very heavily on reggae, and now it seems like you've branched out into just more aspects of world music. Is that what you're listening to these
days?
Well,
I've successfully managed to avoid labeling. The labeling process is very limiting. As soon as somebody can put a name on what you do, then it's over. So I've managed to avoid that. I'm not going to help anybody out by giving myself a label now. I just like music, and all kinds of music.
And challenging yourself and maybe your bandmates as well?
Well, that's my job. You know, I have some of the best musicians in the world, and I have to engage them intellectually, technically. They need to be challenged, and they need to be interested in what we're doing. So that's my job.
Right. Any thoughts on the approaching millennium? Any like mind-altering revelations to come up with?
Well, I think there's a lot of... there's a lot of nonsense talked about the millennium, you know, as if it's going to be some kind of Armageddon, some kind of doomsday scenario. Well, I'm not buying into that at all. I think it's rubbish. I think let's look at it as an opportunity, as a new beginning, a new start. Let's make it better than the last century. It couldn't be any worse, please. So my strategy for life generally is optimism, is to be optimistic. And I think Y2K, of course, there will be problems with the computers. Everybody knows that. But if you look at it in a slightly different from a different angle, you know, the zeros are a symbol of rebirth. So that's the way I look at it.
And is that maybe why Brand New Day is the title of the album?
Yeah, I wanted it to be an optimistic title. I think that's the only strategy to have in life.
All right. Well, Sting, it's a pleasure to have you in here. Thanks so much for coming by.
It's a pleasure.
We're going to go out with another song from the new album, Brand New Day, called After the Rain Has Fallen. You are in the midst of a four-night stand at the Universal Amphitheater here in Los Angeles. No dates yet for Denver, but we're told maybe this summer. When you come back, you'll hit Denver. Sting, thanks for coming by Channel 103.1.
It's a pleasure. Sorry about my croaky voice, but later tonight it'll be perfect.